You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena Desley, how are you this morning?
Morena Koutou, very well, thank you.
That is good to hear. It's been a couple of weeks since we spoke to you, and you've been chatting to the banking sector on behalf of, or advocating on behalf of, people who've had a hard time through the floods, with their homes being, you know, badly damaged or written off even. What has been the nature of this discussion that you've been having, Desley?
Yeah, look, this happened. I was out in West Auckland and, you know, I was hearing some pretty sad stories about examples where people had gone to their bank for some leniency, some help, and they were pretty stressed about it. And I just thought, well, hold on, you know, we need to do something about this. So I just like to thank the Westies for alerting me to this. But anyway, yes, I called in the banking ombudsman, the Bankers Association, back in March, last month, and we reported that to the other councillors that month as well. But the key thing was that we learned from these guys is, look, please engage with your bank and ask for the welfare team if you're getting a concern. You know, all banks have welfare teams, people who aren't just bankers, but they understand sort of stress and challenges. And every bank has a team like that. They also talk to us about sort of the constraints around being flexible with customers, though, you know, from their side and the regulations around that. And I think this is something that we will be talking to the government about, because as you are aware, for the future, what the government will do, it will have a sort of a cyclone recovery unit or recovery unit of some description, and they'll be the lead agency for setting policy. Mm. And I think it's important that they look at the policy around what, for example, EQC and the banking, yeah, you know, the rules around EQC and the banking industry have currently, and whether there should be some flexibility in times of extreme natural disaster.
Mm. I mean, this is nothing new for New Zealand. We have natural disasters pretty regularly here. The Christchurch earthquake being a pretty strong case study of where that insurance buyout and payout scheme didn't necessarily work very well for a great part of the population who were facing issues with that. You know, from a council perspective, how much can local government do without central government coming to the table?
Well, of course, Christchurch was very different, Rachel, because they were 100% buy-up, all right? So the issues that Christchurch faced, you know, weren't the sort of the issues that we've had. I mean, you've got to remember that our agreement with government fronts ratepayers who had no effect from the storms having to contribute as well. So our scheme is a little bit different. And I think that's what is causing more issues than, for example, in Christchurch. But getting back to your point about, you know, we do have natural disasters. Yes, I do agree. And I just think it's something we need to front foot with central government. Look, we cannot fund this kind of thing on our own. I mean, we struggle to fund what we're supposed to be doing on our own, let alone something outside our lane. So we definitely do, along with a lot of other big things, need to partner with central government and make sure that together, you know, we can put, you know, things in place to help in examples of big disasters.
Mm. This is now over a year on since the floods, which is quite a crazy thing to think about in and of itself. People are still having a bit of a gnarly time out there. There is a deadline that's come into effect from Auckland Council, that's been agreed upon from councillors, September the 30th, for property owners who haven't yet accessed support to come forward and engage with the council's recovery office on this. This is to do with categorisation, is that correct?
Mm. Correct, yeah.
So what does that actually mean? What do people need to be aware of?
Well, I think, you know, we'd like to think that most people have chosen, you know, to buy into the scheme, but you never know. You know, as days goes by, you know, something else happens, and, you know, people get reminded that they need to, you know, need to be in the scheme. But the end date, it has to end somewhere, right? And the date that for the 30th of September is driven to a large degree by our original agreement with the last government, which has been continued on with this government. That funding with the Crown ends on the 30th of June this year, so there kind of has to be an appointment. So we need enough time for the assessments to take place, especially where it's a 2P, and that kind of means especially where there needs to be engineering works agreed with the landowner and ourselves, or the category buyout to be concluded. Look, it's a voluntary scheme, Rachel, and, you know, there are people that, you know, think that regardless they should be able to stay on their property. So we're very conscious of the fact that it is voluntary, but we would, you know, I personally would urge people to be part of the process, definitely.
It is Anzac Day this week. What's happening across the city to commemorate that?
Look, there's a huge amount of Anzac services across our Rohe, and I think that's wonderful for people to be able to go. Look, they can get up at dawn and go to the big one at the museum, which tends to be very, very well attended. But there are a number of local events as well around our local communities. You know, I'm going to three because the timings are all a little different. Some are early in the morning, and I think the latest you can sort of get is sort of 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning. But there are events everywhere for people to attend should they wish to. They're on our website. I think, a lot of, if you go to our Auckland Anzac Day, that's where you find the list of services. But I think many families have histories of loss and sacrifice, and this is one way of maybe commemorating that.
Thank you very much for your time this morning, Desi. Really appreciate it. If people are wanting to find out about that deadline for, to do with their homes and stuff, where's the best place for them to go to get more information or talk to someone about it?
That's on our main website with all our storm recovery work at Auckland Council. So it's Auckland Council Storm Recovery, I think it is the website.
Fantastic. Yep. Thank you, Desley. We will talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Take care until then.
Ka kite, you too. Thank you. Kia ora. Bye now.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.